Support Grimsley Athletics by purchasing your Whirly Wear at all home varsity football games. Show your Grimsley spirit with a t-shirt, car magnet, game day car flag, keychains, logoed blanket, and so much more. Visit whirlywear.com now and show your school spirit.
At Emerge Ortho, the choice is yours. With orthopedic specialists who deal with injuries like yours every day and a team approach that guides you from treatment through recovery, we're here to help you emerge stronger, healthier, better. Choose Emerge Ortho for your orthopedic specialty care.
Desmond Johnson here, introducing the perfect solution for Piedmont Triad small businesses looking to amplify their brands. Tobacco Road Podcast Services. Are you new to the world of podcasting and in need of expert guidance? Our local team is here to help. We'll turn your ideas into engaging podcasts that reach your target audience. With our experience and passion for podcasts, we make it easy for businesses like yours to shine in the digital realm. From law firms to high school sports teams, don't miss out on this opportunity. Contact Tobacco Road today at tobaccoroadsportsradio@gmail.com and let your voice be heard around the Triad. Visit us at tobaccoroadsportsradio.com/podcast services.
You are locked into Tobacco Road Sports Radio, your home for Triad Sports.
And you know this, man.
On the north side of Guilford County, just to the northern outskirts of the Greensboro metro area. This tornado warning goes for the next 19 minutes or so. And
All right, we family, man. Yeah, got some dogs.
Yeah,
hey, I know I'm a dog.
I know Gerald.
Hey, you already know.
You
know
how it is. Hey,
we some dogs.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we about to turn up one time on these boys. They're not ready.
They're not
ready, boys.
Like,
hey,
be honest.
It's their homecoming. Let's smash on these boys.
Yeah.
Let's smash on these boys.
This is Whirly Nation.
Welcome into the Grimsley Whirlies Coaches Show at Natty Green's in downtown Greensboro. I'm your host, Ryan Stone, joined in for the first segment by head coach Darryl Brown, coming off a 54-0 victory over Page on senior night this past Friday. Also, the largest margin of victory in the history of the rivalry. So you got a smirk on your face when I said that.
I've heard that a lot this weekend. Didn't know anything about that. We weren't concerned with that, but I guess it's kind of nice for everybody else.
So what did you think of the way you guys played on Friday night?
I thought we played really well. I was really proud of our guys and very pleased with their focus, their effort, and their discipline. I thought we were really disciplined. I thought early in that game, things got a little chippy at times, but I thought our guys handled themselves like champions, and that's what we talk about, that we're playing for bigger things and want to make sure that stuff like that don't bother us. And I thought we did a great job, and then I thought we executed on both sides of the ball all night long.
I think they were averaging almost 190 yards rushing coming in per game or something like that on the season. You guys held them to, I think, around 60 yards or something like that. Just talk about what you saw from your defense in terms of stopping the run.
Well, we challenged them early in the week. Last year, Paige was pretty much doing the same thing with some different guys, but, you know, the same mindset as far as wanting to control the clock and keep our offense off the field and win first and second down, and we knew they wanted to do that again this year. And really challenged our guys up front, and I thought they responded. And I thought we won those early downs, put them in second and long, third and long, forced them to get off schedule from what they wanted to do. And, then from there, it was just guys flying around and getting to the ball. And I thought we played really aggressive and physical on that side.
On the offensive side of the ball, I mean, it was more of what we've seen all season from you guys. 5 rushing touchdowns from Mitchell Summers with 118 yards. Faison Brandon passed for 197 yards and 2 touchdowns. Didn't even play most of the third quarter. Terrell Anderson, 7 catches, 106 yards and a touchdown. And Alex Taylor, 5 catches for 97 yards and a touchdown. What did you see from your offense that you really liked on Friday night?
Same stuff. I mean, just being efficient. Multiple guys making plays with the ball in their hands, up front, playing really well, solid, being physical in the run game, giving Faison time, which Friday night was a lot of quick game, perimeter screens, the little pop pass to Terrell was really, really good for us. Just trying to take advantage of what we thought they would give us, which was some stuff on the perimeter. We thought we had an advantage there, and we thought they were going to try to take away the big play down the field vertically, which we'd seen them do on film, and we just felt like we could get the ball into our playmakers' hands out on the edge and let them work. And, our receivers got called for a couple holding penalties out there on the edge. You know, there's some guys in here tonight, Caden Cato being one of them, Michael Hawkins over there. And our receivers do a really good job of blocking out on the perimeter. And, some of them calls I wasn't in agreement with, but, I never want to take away from those guys being physical out there and really working on the perimeter, and that kind of opened up some stuff for us as well. So, again, just like I said, guys making plays and being efficient, taking care of the ball, and just letting them guys work.
To have, to have this dominant of a win over a rival on senior night when you've got a big group of seniors, a special group of seniors, what did that mean to you and this team?
Yeah, I mean, we honored our seniors the game before against Ragsdale because so much goes on before the Page game, but it was their last regular season home game. We just stress the fact that we was playing for a conference championship. And the rivalry's great, and not that we downplay the rivalry because we don't, but I tell you, that's like we said last week, that's just more for alumni, community, fans, students. For us, it's the next game, next opponent. And I remember 7 years ago when I got to Grimsley, I had somebody say, when are y'all going to beat Page? What's it going to take to beat Page? And I said, well, we got to beat Ragsdale. We got to beat Northwest Guilford. We got to beat those people before we worry about Page. And, for us, it's the next game. And, it's great that we were able to kind of lock up the number one seed out of our conference and claim, at least a share of the conference championship by beating them in the last home game. That's special. So our guys, obviously a little more juiced because of the game, but the preparation and how they prepared and focused, no different.
I don't guess you're getting asked that question anymore because that's five in a row.
Yeah. Just trying to win the next one.
Which is against Northern Guilford on Friday night. When you look back at, the way this team is handled, I know there was some chippiness early on in that game from Page in particular. What did you think of the way your team really handled themselves in those moments, not getting sucked into any of that and, staying focused?
Well, we were physical as well, but, we didn't respond or retaliate, which is, the normal thing for anybody,
yeah.
When somebody's coming at you or whatever. I'm not saying our guys are perfect. I'm sure that we had some jawing and stuff like that going on, which is part of intense competition a little bit, but we didn't go outside of the boundaries. And when things did get like that, I thought our guys backed away and did the things that we had talked about all week, staying in control of your emotions, staying focused on what the task is, what the job is, and doing it together. Like, we made sure that we were there taking care of one another when things got like that. So that's going to happen in a rivalry game. You see it all the time. And so just being able to handle it the right way, I think, was huge. We can't afford to lose any of our guys for an ejection or anything like that. And we want to play physical and fierce and intense, but we want to do it the right way.
Yeah, certainly true. Again, we're talking to the head coach, Darryl Brown, here on the Grimsley World East Coaches Show at Natty Greens in downtown Greensboro. Anything coming out of this game that you're kind of focused on in practice this week, and just in terms of just trying to shore it up before you close out the regular season and head into the postseason?
Yeah, one of our coaches said today after we come out of film, Northern, and we'll talk more about Northern I know later, but they pose a lot of different stuff than what we've seen the last couple of weeks. Totally different offense, what they're trying to do, which is good. So really the last 3 weeks we've gotten three different kind of looks at how people are trying to attack us, which is good heading to the playoffs. And then kind of what I mentioned early, offensively, we talked to our skilled guys just about the perimeter blocking and how we want to kind of – if we're going to get called for some of those holding penalties, then we got to adjust and adapt a little bit how we want to go about teaching it and practicing it. So we got a few things that we're going to do this week with that. But, really it's just continuing to get better, take care of ourselves, staying hungry, just, you know, continuing to do the things that we've done as guys at this point and not having any let-ups.
Did you, I know you always want to you know, get better each week. That's what you always say. Did you feel like this was the best performance of the season so far, coming off of what you saw from your team on Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we played really well. I don't know if – I mean, you look at the numbers, it's hard not to say that it wasn't our best performance. We were better than we were against Southwest Guilford. And we don't want to take any steps back. We want to make sure that we're getting better each week. So going back to Southwest and Ragsdale, Western, those three games before the Page game, we were better Friday night than we were in those games in a lot of areas. So, I think we took a step in the right direction.
With it being that group of seniors, you know, last home game before the playoffs, obviously, because it looks like you will certainly get to host a playoff, at least one, if not more, games at home for the postseason. What do you think it meant to them to close it out so strong in a rivalry game and, you know, their final regular season home game?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're kind of like what I said earlier. I mean, like, you talked to a guy, you had Alex on here last week, you know, who's one of our senior captains and been a big part of what we've done the last several years. I mean, he wants to beat Page just like he wants to beat Northwest.
Yeah.
Or who, you know, I mean, he's focused on Northern and going over there and handling business Friday night. So, obviously, when it's all said and done, they're going to be able to say they had four consecutive wins against crosstown rival, you know, in one of the state's biggest rivalry games. But you sit him down right now and talk to him, he's going to tell you he's focused on this week and what's to come. I'm happy for those guys. When it's all said and done, they're going to be able to look back and be like, you know, the last two classes, I guess, that have won four straight against those guys or been involved in four wins. So, special for them and the creating, you know, lifelong memories. But we still got work to do.
Yeah, certainly the case. And we're talking to the head coach, Darryl Brown, here on the Grimsley Whirlies Coaches Show at Natty Greens in downtown Greensboro. We're going to go ahead and step aside for a timeout. We'll come back here in just a couple minutes here on the Grimsley Whirlies Coaches Show.
Support Grimsley Athletics by purchasing your Whirly Wear at all home varsity football games. Show your Grimsley spirit with a t-shirt, car magnet, game day car flag, keychains, logoed blanket, and so much more. Visit whirlywear.com now and show your school spirit.
When you combine soul food with comfort food, you get Taste of the Triad. For great southern cooking that tastes like a slice of heaven, come by Taste of the Triad, 4320 Old Walkertown Road in Winston-Salem. Owner Sabrina Wingo and staff treat you like family and are able to take care of all of your catering needs and private parties. Recently selected as one of the most accomplished restaurants in the Triad area, have Sunday dinner any day of the week at Taste of the Triad, 4320 Old Walkertown Road in Winston-Salem.
At Emerge Ortho, the choice is yours. With orthopedic specialists who deal with injuries like yours every day and a team approach that guides you from treatment through recovery, we're here to help you emerge stronger, healthier, better. Choose Emerge Ortho for your orthopedic specialty care.
Are you craving the bold, delicious flavors of Mexico right here in Kernersville? Look no further than Frida's Mexican Kitchen and Cantina. At Frida's, we're serving up mouthwatering dishes that will transport your taste buds straight to Mexico. From sizzling fajitas to cheesy enchiladas, we've got it all. And what's a Mexican fiesta without a margarita? Our bartenders craft the finest margaritas in town so you can sip, relax, and enjoy the vibrant atmosphere of our cantina. Why wait? Join us at Frida's Mexican Kitchen and Cantina today. 550 Pineview Drive in Kernersville. Call and place a pickup order at 336-497-5050. Frida's, where the flavors of Mexico come to life.
Greensboro's favorite hangout is calling your name. Natty Greens Downtown invites you to experience the heart and soul of downtown Greensboro's vibrant dining scene. Enjoy our mouthwatering dishes from juicy burgers to savory barbecue and everything in between. And what's a great meal without great brews? Natty Greens offers a hand-picked selection of craft beers that will perfectly complement your dining experience. So come on over to Natty Greens Downtown Greensboro. Find us at 345 South Elm Street or visit nattygreens.com online. Give us a call at 336-274-1373.
You are locked in to Tobacco Road Sports Radio, your home for Triad Sports.
And you know this, man.
Back into the Grimsley Whirlies Coaches Show, and Natty Green's in downtown Greensboro. Your host, Ryan Stone, here. We're joined in now by two members of the Grimsley Whirlies defense, defensive tackle Andre Hill, and then Chris Young, outside linebacker for the Whirlies as well. So, guys, coming off the 54-0 win, I'll pose this question to both of you. How did each of you feel that you guys played this past Friday in the win over Page?
I feel we played amazing. You know, defense especially, the way we swung the ball, it was amazing, like nothing ever before. And we did the same week, like last week, Southwest. It was just, it was like, that is the best we played as a team.
I feel like last 2 weeks, our team, our defense has gelled together really well. And Coach Riggs been playing very good for us. And we've just been getting stops on defense a lot. So getting to the ball is where our biggest thing is, and we've been doing that.
You guys held them, like, that they were a pretty good rushing team coming in. You guys held them to 60 yards rushing this past Friday. What did you think allowed you guys to do that?
I think it was really everybody taking care of their responsibility and their assignments and filling the gaps in their holes and making tackles first time, not allowing broken tackles.
Yeah, all week our coach was like, do your job. And everybody just took on their job and make sure they was playing aggressive the whole game, and that's what got it.
I guess you know, you guys are both juniors, but you've never neither one of you has ever experienced losing to Page. What does that rivalry mean to you guys at this point?
It means a lot, really. Even if this is like my second, third year playing them, because you know it's always fun to go against a rival team, especially when they talk trash before. It makes it like better. You know, it's something to live up to and expect. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it too. It's like going out there, seeing all the fans, blue and red. It's just a fun night. Memories.
What did it mean for you guys to you know, as juniors with a bunch of seniors on these, their last regular season home game, at least, what did it mean for you guys to close it out as strong as you did for those guys in their last regular season home game?
I think it means a lot, not only for me, but to them also, because I feel good, you know, helping my teammates accomplish what they want to accomplish, and it means just as much to me as it does to them.
Yeah, playing together, seeing these guys work hard for 4 years, and we just go out there and play hard for each other. And I like going out there with them guys. It's fun to play with them and learning a lot from a lot of older guys too.
Yeah, so I was actually going to ask you about that as a defensive tackle. I mean, you obviously got to play with Jamal Jarrett and Travis Shaw and some other, you know, really good defensive linemen that have come through. What did you learn from those guys and watching those guys and getting to play with those guys?
I learned not to come off the ball hard a lot all the time. They big emphasis on that, and always play 100%. Never play down to who your opponent is, and always play hard.
As you guys, you know, kind of head towards the postseason, you guys were both members of last season's team that came up short in the state championship game. What's the motivation been like for you guys in the locker room this season? Because it just seems like everybody's kind of in lockstep, and you know that's the ultimate goal. These games, not that they don't matter, but they're just the next game.
Yeah, it's definitely a strong motivation. I'm definitely trying to get there again, win it this year for sure. I don't plan on losing, so that's what I'm going for.
Yeah, we felt pretty short last season, but we came back this summer and said we're gonna get back to work and get back in the drawing board and get back there again this year.
What do you think? You know, in terms of what you guys saw from where you were at this point last season, about, you know, heading into the last week of the regular season, about to head into the postseason, where do you think you guys are, you know, as a team this year compared to where you were last year at this time?
We're definitely more in sync, I would say. I feel like we're playing together a whole lot more this year. Everybody's like communicating and talking more on the field, and yeah.
I said we're more fast this year, so we can do a lot of other things, different formations, have guys moving different places. Different stunts on the D-line as a general. Linebackers blitzing a lot. We got a lot of faster guys, so we can do a lot more this year.
I know you guys, you know, Coach has talked about this a number of times. You guys do, you know, best on best each week in practice for 10 minutes. And how much do you feel that prepares you guys for whoever you're going up against when you're going up against offensive weapons like you guys have every week in practice?
Prepares you a lot since you're going against one, if not the best offense in the state compared to other teams. It makes you definitely move faster and helps you expect a lot more. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you got to be on your P's and Q's because, like, I mean, they're the best offense in the state. Got the best – I feel like the best offensive line. Come off the ball very hard. You got Alex and Rail out there, KB, some other players, big-time players, and you got to be on your P's and Q's and know every assignment you got to do. So, I mean, it gets us ready for the playoffs, even though we're in conference, get us ready for the playoffs in the long run.
I guess, you know, as you guys, you know, head into the last week – of the regular season, is there any worry? I mean, you guys have been so focused all season on the next game. Is there any worry with this one being the last regular season game of looking ahead to the postseason at all?
I don't see any worry. Nah.
Yeah, I don't see any worries either. Like, our three goals was to finish the season undefeated, and that's what we're going for. We're not worried about anything else but finish the season undefeated, and we're going each game by one and not worried about what's in the future, worried about what's right going on right now.
Yeah, you guys have certainly been in lockstep on that all season long. No question about that. From what you guys know about Northern, I mean, obviously another district foe, another conference foe that you guys play every year. What do you know about this Northern team, or this Northern offense in particular, for you guys going into this game on Friday night?
They love to run RPOs and counters and quarterback pulls. So that's what we're going to key on them. Key on the quarterback pull, watch a RPO slip. It's a lot of that.
Yeah, they like to see, like, get our D-line moving. See, we were pretty big up front, so it'll get us moving, throwing RPOs. And their offensive line's pretty young, so I guess they're going to try to get us running, get us tired in the game, but we're just going to have to fight through it.
We've been talking to linebacker Chris Young and defensive tackle Andre Hill. We appreciate both of you guys taking the time to join us tonight, and we wish you guys the best of luck on Friday and going forward the rest of the season as well.
Thank you.
And that's good stuff from defensive tackle Andre Hill and linebacker Chris Young. We'll step aside for a timeout. When we come back, we will change gears. We'll talk Grimsley Whirlies basketball with head basketball coach Darren Corbett here on the Grimsley Whirlies Coaches Show.
Jake from State Farm.
We have to know.
Yeah, these are State Farm pajamas.
No, what if we have to talk to somebody about our policy, but it's late at night?
Call us 24/7.
Great, because what if someone still calls his mom for everything?
We'll walk you through everything. At State Farm, we're there for your what ifs.
Oh, yeah, mom, everything's great. Yeah. I mean, not my mom.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When you want the real deal, call Susanna Nunn in Kernersville today.
Greensboro's favorite hangout is Calling Your Name. Natty Green's Downtown invites you to experience the heart and soul of downtown Greensboro's vibrant dining scene. Enjoy our mouthwatering dishes from juicy burgers to savory barbecue and everything in between. And what's a great meal without great brews? Natty Green's offers a hand-picked selection of craft beers that will perfectly complement your dining experience. So come on over to Natty Green's Downtown Greensboro. Find us at 345 South Elm Street or visit nattygreens.com online. Give us a call at 336-274-1373.
We love sports.
Joe Louis, the greatest boxer ever lived.
Not only do we love sports, but we love to debate sports.
He was bad at Captain Clay. He bad at Sugar Ray. He bad at who that you, the new boy has, Mike Tyson. Look like a bulldog. He bad at him too. He can whip Mike Tyson ass. He whip all ass.
For the best sports analysis in the triad.
What about Rocky Marciano?
In-depth local coverage of your favorite schools and teams.
Let me tell you something wonderful. Rocky Marciano was good. But compared to Joe Louis, Rocky Marciano ain't.
And, of course, the best sports debate in the triad.
Beat Joe Louis' ass.
Welcome to Tobacco Road Sports Radio.
Joe Louis was 75 years old when he fought.
You're welcome.
I don't know how old he was, but he got it after.
Find your next car at Auto Store of North Carolina in Walkertown. Their goal is to make car shopping and car buying experience fast, friendly, and easy. They have helped hundreds of customers get behind the wheel of a newer, reliable, quality used car, and they could help you too. Stop by and speak with one of their sales professionals today and drive away with your new car. The Auto Store of North Carolina, 4964 Reedsville Road in Walkertown. Give them a call at 336-595-8550 and view the current inventory of vehicles at AutoStoreOfNC.com.
Hey, Panther fans. Right now on the SiriusXM app, hear the most in-depth Carolina Panthers coverage anywhere with Believe in Carolina Panthers, part of the Believe Podcast Network on SiriusXM. Hear from me, Desmond Johnson, and my co-host, Skylar Callahan from Sports Illustrated, and Panther great Jonathan Stewart as we break down the Panthers before and after every game through the NFL season. Your team, your podcast. Search BLEAV in Carolina Panthers on the SiriusXM app, Pandora, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Do you believe?
Back in the Grimsville Whirlies Coaches Show at Natty Green's in downtown Greensboro. I'm your host, Ryan Stone, and joined in by now by Grimsley head basketball coach Darren Corbett. As a few weeks away, I guess about a month away probably from the start of the high school basketball season. You guys obviously had a really good year last year, 25-5, made it to the third round of the playoffs. When you look back on that last season's team, what stands out to you the most about that group?
We had some guys who took over leadership early, you know, and then once we established ourselves, then we were able to get on a nice little winning streak. I think we were 7-4 coming out of the HACO, and you know we had lost four games, and that was all total that we had lost the year before that. So, you know, we just kind of had a heart to heart and said, "Hey, look, if we're going to do this, we need to make our run right now." And we went on an 18-game winning streak and won every game until that last game in the Sweet 16 against Charlotte Catholic.
Tell me a little bit about your background. Obviously, a lot of people will recognize your last name, particularly A&T alums here in the area. Just tell us a little bit about you know your background.
Oh, I've been in Greensboro, 40-some years now. I came here when my father took over the coaching job at North Carolina A&T, and I went to school there at A&T as well. So I've been blessed to have some great coaching opportunities on the high school and college level. This is my, I think, 22nd, 23rd year teaching. I've been at Grimsley for 15 years. I was here 10 years and then went away to coach college basketball for 4 years and coached in Fayetteville for 3 years at Terry Sanford High School before, believe it or not, it was Coach Brown who reached out to me and said, "Hey, you know, we kind of need somebody to come back in the mix and try to look at our basketball program." So, you know, I'm very thankful and fortunate they, you know, reached out to me, and then you know we've had some pretty good success since I've been back.
What is it about, you know, about Grimsley that brought you back?
The family atmosphere, the community itself, you know, it's one of the things where once you're a Whirly, you're always a Whirly, and people buy in and they commit to you, commit to your program and what you're able to do, and they give you, you know, unlimited support. And I think that's something that a lot of schools do not have. So very fortunate to be back here, and we've got, you know, great administration. Our AD is the best in the state. You know, our booster club is outstanding. So, you know, we just have a tremendous athletic program. I'm glad to be a part of it.
I talked to the principal about this last week, actually. It's when the athletic department and education are kind of on the same page, essentially. It's I don't think people know how rare it is in high schools, first of all. How special is it to have that?
Oh, it's incredible. You know, you look at the school spirit, and I tell Daryl, I tease him all the time. I'm like, "Hey, you got to get off to a good start because you set the tone for everybody else in the sports program." So, you know, he's done a great job, and now you look at what success he's had, and that's fallen over to volleyball, you know, winning a conference championship. Soccer is winning a conference championship this year. You got men's and women's cross country. So all of those things are happening now at Grimsley. So as we say, it's a great day to be a Whirly.
Yeah, certainly true. Like you said, it's really kind of filtering through all the programs there at the school. Coming off what was a really good season for you guys last year, I know you lost some guys in terms of I guess graduation and transfers as well. What are your expectations or early impressions of this group that you've got this year?
Well, we've got to be able to get some wins early. You know, it's going to be one of those things where we are hoping that football will go ahead and win that state championship. You know, and I've told our guys who have been practicing with us now, we're going to look to have everybody after December 10th.
Yeah.
You know, so once they finish their season, then we'll have a couple days to get everybody in and then try to go from there. But, you know, we pretty much support them as much as we can, but we're looking forward to our season this year. The guys who are not here, you know, we're going to miss Alex Taylor as our point guard. You know, he did a tremendous job for us for 3 years. But, you know, with that, you know, we have new guys who are coming in and will fill those roles for us. So we're excited about what our year can bring for us.
Yeah, certainly certainly true. And like you said, Alex Taylor is a terrific player for you guys the last few years.
He made us go. You know, he was able to control the game at both ends of the floor.
Yeah.
And you don't get that very often. You know, he was able to set us up offensively and do whatever we needed to get done. Defensively, when people were out of positions, he was able to make sure that he accounted for that and try to put himself in to fill that role. So you don't get players like that, Alex, that often.
That's certainly, certainly true. Leadership certainly a special attribute in any sport. He does it in multiple sports.
He does.
Again, we're talking to DeWorley's head basketball coach, Darren Corbett. When you look to the season, kind of the schedule that you guys have put together, what kind of stands out to you about the schedule when you look at it, you know, about a month out from the start of the season?
Yeah, well, we have to be ready early. You know, we've got to we do the Big Four Classic, something that we came up with maybe 3-4 years ago with the original four city schools with Grimsley and Page and Smith and Dudley playing against each other.
Yep.
So we will open up we open up with Atkins High School first on the 21st of November and then have about 10 days to get ready for that Friday-Saturday matchup with, I think we play Dudley the first night, and then we'll play Smith at home on a Saturday evening. But all of the games for that tournament will be at Grimsley that day. So we'll start at 12 in the afternoon with the first girls game and then go through to our game at 6:30 at night. So we got to be ready early.
How special, I mean, especially playing, you know, Dudley, you don't get that, you don't see that matchup all the time with Grimsley and Dudley, and those kind of being what are viewed as the two best athletics programs in the city right now. How right. big of a deal is that game, getting to play those guys?
It's good for the community.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the things where, you know, we're going to come out and play anybody any night.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when we play against a school like Dudley or Smith or Page, it's always a rivalry. Kids know each other. They've practiced with each other in AAU teams to play against each other at the Y. So, you know, you want community bragging rights. But, you know, we respect all those programs and what they're able to do. But we're trying to send the message that we're here to compete with them every single night.
I guess, you know, as you who do you expect, you know, going into this season with some of the guys you lost last season, who do you expect to kind of be your you know, your leaders or key contributors this season?
We're looking at a few guys that hopefully that will be able to do some things for us. We've got one kid, Nick Keith, coming back, who's an all-conference performer. Bryce Davis, once he gets off the football field, should be a tremendous competitor for us. And we've had a couple kids who have come into our program, and Kareem Osman and Richard Goods, who should be pretty good for us as well. And then we've got the guy who we think could be the difference maker in Faison Brandon. You know, he is a great quarterback. We love everything that he's doing on the football field, but he is a tremendous basketball player. And, you know, if he can come in and do some of the things that we're expecting him to do, if we can get all those guys together on the same page and then have some guys contributing and playing key roles, I think we could do some really good things for us.
What makes him – what do you think – you know, he's such a good quarterback as a sophomore already. What do you think – what about that translates to the basketball court for him, do you think?
His ability to lead and his motor. You know, he when he gets on the basketball court, he goes so hard – on defense, creating turnovers for us, getting out, running the lanes on the break. So, you know, I think everything that he's doing as a quarterback this year is going to be able to translate to basketball and his leadership role with us there as well.
So the season starts, I think you said, November 21st. Against Atkins. Is that a home game for you guys?
That is a home game. We are solely focused on Atkins High School right now. So we're already breaking down film and seeing what they've got and trying to see where we can take advantage of that already.
So then after that, you'll get into the Big Four tournament. Will be, I guess, in December?
Yeah.
You said 10 days after?
December 1st and 2nd. Then after that, we've got a road game at Southern Alamance, and then we play in the Phenon Hoops Tourneytown Classic on a Saturday evening against Salisbury High School. So we've got a very stiff early schedule, and then we'll get into conference play on the 12th of December against, I believe, Southeast Guilford. So
what benefits? I mean, you kind of played a tough schedule to start the year last year too, since you kind of got off to a little bit of a slow start. Playing a tough schedule like you guys have kind of set out, how do you think that benefits you in the long run?
It lets you know where you are from the very beginning. You know, I mean, it's a situation where if we come out and we've got to play against some of the best teams in the city right away, we'll know where we stand. You know, and I think that's something that's important for us, and we're going to try to do that as far as where we're scheduling every year, because I want us to be ready. I don't want us to come out with teams that we can beat by 30, 40 points the first game and not really learn anything about yourself. You learn something that first game of the year when you're playing against heavyweights like Smith and Dudley. So we're excited about the challenge and what it presents for us. So.
Yeah, certainly the case. I know you're looking forward to the season getting started here in, I guess, a little under a month, actually, with it being being November 21st.
Yeah, we start up tryouts next Monday, you know, so we'll have a few weeks to get ready for that, and then, you know, see if we can defend this conference championship. We did a double-double for the last 2 years, winning the regular season and the tournament, so we're trying to three-peat. I don't know if I can do five like Daryl. He's got five straight. We'll take it one game at a time.
Well, got to get the third one first.
We got to get the three first.
One game at a time, like they've kind of approached it this season as well.
That's motivation every day. Yeah. You know, the kids see the trophies in my office, and that's something that they look at to motivate themselves and get ready for the year.
Yeah, certainly true. Again, that's Grimsley Worley's head basketball coach, Darren Corbett. Coach, appreciate you taking the time to join us tonight, and wish you the best of luck this season.
Yeah, thank you. Go Worleys.
Yeah, that's good stuff from head coach Darren Corbett. We'll step aside for one more break. We'll come back with head football coach Daryl Brown here on the Grimsley Worley's Coaches Show.
Attention pizza lovers in the Triad. Are you ready for a taste sensation that will blow your mind? Look no further than Lido Pizza, where flavor and value collide. For a limited time, Lido Pizza in Kernersville is serving up hot and fresh deals that you just can't resist. Monday special, get a calzone or a stromboli for only $5. On Tuesday, get a spaghetti entree dish for only $5. On Wednesday, kids eat free with a paying adult. Lido Pizza, your next guilty pleasure. 220 Market View Drive in Kernersville. Call and place that order right now at 336-993-5336.
Hey, y'all, Tiny's Mobile Auto. Is your car broke down? Are you stuck somewhere? Do you need a mechanic? You don't want to call a tow truck? Call Tiny's Mobile Auto. He'll come out to you, do your work, whatever you need done, your regular maintenance, or if you're broke down on the side of the road, give him a call. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 336-423-6241. You don't even have to see me. Just let me know what's wrong with your car, and I will come and fix it, y'all. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, TikTok. I'm on the Twitters. Whatever you guys need, 336-423-6241. As always, I'll be seeing you.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan is here. Your local agent can help you create an affordable car insurance price.
Visit Susanna Nunn, State Farm Insurance in Kernersville.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
Support Grimsley Athletics by purchasing your Worley wear at all home varsity football games. Show your Grimsley spirit with a t-shirt, car magnet, game day car flag, keychains, logoed blanket, and so much more. Visit WorleyWear.com now and show your school spirit.
If you've been sidelined by an injury, Emerge Ortho is here to get you back in the game. With urgent care to get your injury stabilized, and with orthopedic specialty care to get you back to your active life. Choose Emerge Ortho for your orthopedic specialty care.
So where exactly can you hear Tobacco Road Sports Radio?
Oh, North Carolina, Kernersville, Salisbury, you know what I'm saying? Burlington. Greensboro, Charlotte.
For the best in live sports debate, live sporting events, and more, tune in to Tobacco Road Sports Radio. TobaccoRoadSportsRadio.com.
That's the North Carolina, baby.
Archdale!
You
You are locked in to Tobacco Road Sports Radio, your home for Triad Sports.
And you know this, man.
Back into Natty Greens in downtown Greensboro on the Grimsley Whirlies Coach's Show. Back in with head coach Darryl Brown as they get ready to take on Northern Guilford on Friday night, final game of the regular season. Obviously, we've talked about RPI the last couple weeks now. You guys are in fourth, but not too far back of second or third in terms of point-wise. How, and particularly, Dez just pointed out to me, when you look at the top 15, 12 of them are in the West.
Yeah.
how challenging how much of a gauntlet is it every season?
Man, you know, since they changed and they drew the line down the middle of the state, which makes zero sense to me whatsoever. And talked to a lot of different people about it.
Yeah.
You're not, since they've done that, you don't get the 64 best teams in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, you get 32 in the West, which you may actually have
32 good teams.
40 deserving in the West. Yeah. Because they've made the line and said, all right, 32 over here and 32 over here. And really, if there wasn't a line, we would probably go East.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest with you, we would probably be in the East. You know, it is what it is. So, you know, you just kind of deal with it the best you can, make the most of it, and get ready to play. You got to play those guys at some point anyway. So, again, we're worried about Northern, and then we'll see where we stack up on Saturday and get ready for that.
I know you mentioned, you know, Northern's kind of a – they kind of present a little bit of a unique look from what you've seen at times so far this season, particularly on offense. What do they do that maybe concerns you going into that game?
Yeah, well, the last few weeks we hadn't played teams that really put much stress on our secondary. And really our outside backers, you know, flat players and guys that are in the hook curl area and stuff like that. So this week those guys are going to be tested a lot more. You know, I anticipate them throwing the football 25, 30 times. They do a lot off the run pass option stuff. Try to put our, you know, force players in conflict. You know, they'll read those guys and, you know, put them in tough situations. So it'll be a different look for them. Which is good. Christian Tyson is one of our main guys that kind of plays that nickel overhang for us. And Jamari Davis will roll down and do that as well. So got two good players there, but they'll be putting a lot of, you know, tough situations Friday night. So I'm excited to see them play and the week that they're going to have getting ready for it. And then our corners will be tested as well. And the ball will come out, you know, they don't stretch you vertically so much, but they give you stuff in the curls area and the outs and stuff of that nature. So, just a different kind of offense that we haven't seen in the last couple of weeks, but it's good to kind of face something like this before we get into the playoffs.
Coach, I got a question.
Let's do it.
So I'm sorry, I'm over by the speaker. Desmond Johnson here, producing the show. I wanted to go back to what you were talking about with the dividing line, because this comes up with coaches like with me all the time. When they change the seven classes minimum or whatever it's going to be in, I think, 2 years? I think they're talking about doing it.
Yeah.
Is there anything the coaches can do with the state? And I know the state's in a flux right now, too, with the NCHSAA, to move the line. Because the line should be between Guilford and Forsyth. That's where it was before. Guilford should be in the east. Forsyth, Charlotte, the mountain should be in the west.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they've gotten to that point. I think when they get to that point, the line will be gone. When we get to seven classifications.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess it would really matter.
So I think it will make it tough. And really, before they put that dividing line, you know, you took – so that's back when there was you subdivided the classifications. But, for example, now you would take the 64 best teams.
Yeah.
And you might have 45 of them in the West.
Yeah.
What's considered the West. But anyway, you take those 64 teams, you'd get the 32 most Western and the 32 most Eastern, and that's where –
yeah,
your line was. And that makes sense to me. Instead of predetermining, hey, every 32 on this side and 32 on this side, well, what if there's only 16 deserving on that side of the line? And I feel like that's kind of where we're at right now. But, again, that is what it is. It's been like that for the last couple of years. It does. 3A West is another one. 3A West is a gauntlet for that classification. I think maybe some of your 1A teams out east are really good. You know, the Tarboros and some of those schools. I know Mount Airy's in the West, but I think it's maybe a little more balanced there. But I feel like the 3A and 4A classifications is really heavy, top heavy. You know, Guilford and West, you know, going towards Charlotte and that area. So makes it tough, but it's also very rewarding and it's fun as well.
It also, I mean, you also, once you get to that state championship game, which you've, you know, been to, it didn't work out that way last year, but you have to feel like you're pretty battle tested and that you've come through the tougher division.
Well, people say, you know, like, oh, well, you know, you say the West is tough, but then the East won it. So, I mean, you know, there's good teams everywhere and you know, anybody can beat anybody on any given night, but you are. I mean, especially like what they did a couple of years ago when they, when the state comes in and says, all right, we're going, because the coaches asked for a week out of the regular season. Like, we were playing a 12-week regular season, 11 games. I mean, that's a lot. And so they say, all right, well, we're going to help you out. We're going to give you, which 10 games, I think we were all, a lot of us, the majority of coaches were in favor of that. But then they added a week onto the playoffs. So, I mean, you didn't help anybody out. Like, now you're playing a six-round playoff. So, like, I'd rather have 11 regular season games where you might have a lesser opponent in there a little bit. Yeah. That stretch last year, I mean, those 5 weeks from Davie County, first round game against Davie County, I mean, a worthy opponent. And it was every week, you know. I mean, I told somebody, everybody that we knocked off, really, you know, from Charlotte Catholic on, was really capable of winning the whole thing. And I mean, it's a tough grind, and doing it after a 10-week regular season, I mean, it's even harder. But again, very rewarding, a lot of fun, and you know, our guys are excited. You know, for, like I said, for this Friday, but we'll be ready come Monday for that that journey too. So it's a fun time of the year.
You're ready to be upset at whatever you get.
Well, it looks like we're probably going to be the 4 seed. I would think. You know, and the RPI is crazy. There's no way Weddington's lost a game, but they, because of their opponent's winning percentage and then the opponent's winning percentage, they jump ahead of a lot of teams. And so, you know, I mean, you can't look ahead or anything like that. If we are the 4 seed, then we're guaranteed, you know, 2 or 3 home games.
Yep.
So be a little different. The last few years, we've been the 1 seeds, and it was 2 seed the year we lost to Porter Ridge, which I was in the second round. So, again, every week's a test, and you take them one at a time.
What will be the keys on Friday night? You know, back to the regular season.
Yeah,
playoffs are still a week away. What will be the keys on Friday night for you guys to finish off the regular season 10-0?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to our guys today, and not that I think there will be, but you just want to reemphasize to them about no let-ups.
Yeah,
you can't take anything for granted. You know, my wife's a huge Tar Heel fan, and Alex Taylor's going to UNC, and we sat and watched that game Saturday. They're 23, 24 point favorites, and you know, like if you're not ready to play week in and week out, you can get beat. And so, just telling our guys, like, look, Northern Senior Night, they're going to be ready. You know, it's always a good environment over there. We got to make sure that we take care of what we're supposed to during the week, get ready, and not have any let-ups. And again, you talk to a couple of our guys, and I really feel like our kids are zeroed in. They love playing. They love practicing. Practice is fun. We get after it at practice. They work hard, and we're just trying to make the most of each night.
Did you bring up the UNC game? Because heard me say something to him about it.
No, I did not. I was just.
Were you trying to?
Hey, I just thought it was a great example for our guys today to kind of like, hey, look, you know. Because a lot of them are Tar Heel fans and 24-point favorite.
One of my broadcast partners on Friday nights is a diehard UNC fan, and he literally told me on Friday he was nervous about that game. And I kind of laughed and said, for what?
Yeah.
And then I watched it and was, okay, he was right.
You know, and they got off to a good start. And I'm just kind of – but, you know, that, like, I try to find things like that to resonate with 16-year-old kids.
Well, especially,
like,
I mean, you got one that's going there, so you already got one that's already playing there. So.
Like, hey, you know, we still got, like, and Andre mentioned it, like, we set goals. We talked about this earlier. Our first goal was to win the Metro 4A. our second goal on that list for us was to finish the regular season 10-0. And so we got a chance Friday night to mark our second one off our list. And, you know, like I said, I'll be highly disappointed if our guys aren't zeroed in and ready to roll at 7:30 Friday night.
Well, they have been all season long, so no reason to think that they won't be at this point. Again, we've been talking to the head coach, Daryl Brown, as they get ready to take on Northern Guilford on Friday night. Coach, as always, appreciate the time and wish you the best of luck on Friday.
Thanks, Ryan. Thank you, guys.
That'll do it for this week's edition of the Grimsley Whirlies Coaches Show from Natty Greens in downtown Greensboro.